Good afternoon and welcome to IFM, the sound of your life. I'm Cyril Fulyoun with you and this is At Lunch, brought to you by VKB. So today we'll be speaking again about CUT and especially about CUT Microsoft AI University Program. And today I'll be speaking to Professor Ngawi, Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research, Innovation and Engagement at CUT. What is CUT's outlook for this program?
In line with President Ramaphosa's initiative to get South Africa to fully participate in the fourth industrial revolution, and like in the first industrial revolution, CUT, in collaboration with the Free State Provincial Government, co-hosted a fourth industrial revolution summit in November 2019. Among the resolutions is to create a critical mass of youth in Free State who are skilled in fourth industrial revolution technology. And we believe this will attract investors. So CUT picked before industrial revolution technology, including artificial intelligence, 3D printing, robotics, and extended reality. We have now partnered with Microsoft and Digima to train the trainer, and our expectation of this program is to roll it out to the wider Free State community.
So why artificial intelligence from Microsoft?
CUT has been a customer of Microsoft for many years, and you are familiar with the various softwares and operating systems of Microsoft, such as the Microsoft 365 and the SharePoint. We are also familiar with the Microsoft Azure cloud services. So, based on this long association and our existing systems, Microsoft has become the right partner given their current weight in embracing artificial intelligence in all their operations. So we believe by continuing collaborating with Microsoft, we can extend our long-term partnership, and this will take us together forward.
Professor, what benefits does CUT foresee for their prospective AI students?
As you all know now, that the future of which will definitely be shaped by the fourth industrial revolution technology. We already seen that most which humans are doing today will be done by machines more safely and more efficiently. So to be competitive, no company will wish to be left behind. So what it means now, going forward, all companies, all organizations are going to embrace fourth industrial revolution technology. Artificial intelligence appears to be the general purpose technology. And what I mean here, it works in collaboration with the other technology and enhance their capability. Our graduates can master artificial intelligence. It gives them opportunity of working with any company which is using even the other technology. And then we say now, in our case, one of the key components of the program is to let the students identify a real-life problem in consultation with either industry or the community and use their acquired skills to find solutions.
So is this part of CUT's diploma or degree courses?
At the moment, this falls under the category of what we call short courses. This is slightly different from the regular program that fall under what we call Program Qualification Mix, PQM. However, our intention is that with time, we'll modify this program to become part of the program qualification mix, either as a standalone diploma or degree program, or it become a major component of a related program. This is already under PQM. So, well, in the future, this is going to be a mainstay of the program we need to offer to CUT.
Speaking to Professor Ngawi, Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research, Innovation and Engagement at CUT, and we're talking about CUT Microsoft AI University Program. So, Professor, will there be a CUT graduation ceremony for those who successfully complete the course?
Yes, definitely. One of the traditions of CUT, like many other institutions of higher education, is to honor the graduates who come to CUT so that they become part of alumni. So we always have a collaboration with our former graduates, the so-called alumni. So there will definitely be a ceremony, graduation.
Then, Professor, what does this partnership with Microsoft SA mean for the CUT?
To CUT, this means a lot. Like I've just mentioned earlier, Microsoft, South Africa, part of Microsoft, is one of the companies which are on the forefront of embracing artificial intelligence. For quite some time now, Microsoft is developing Azure cloud services. And if you see the kind of services offered there, artificial intelligence plays a major, major role. So we believe by working with Microsoft South Africa, it gives us a bridge to Microsoft and the innovations which are taking.
Then lastly, you know, what is the role of the Free State government, and do they have an interest?
To us, really, Free State Provincial Government has been one of our main reliable partners for the vision and mission of the Central University of Technology. Because we understand that we work in the environment of real life. And the provincial government has got the tool and the means of reaching all the sectors of the government, industry, and community in the province. So when we brought the idea of Fourth Industrial Revolution and how our president is passionate in making sure that South Africa is not left behind, the premier of Free State was the first one to say she got to champion the cause. With her now, the whole government, Free State, and all the structures supported the initiative. And that's why we co-hosted the Fourth Industrial Revolution Summit in 2019. Out of that, the first course which we were offered now is the Artificial Intelligence University Program, which some of the students who participated in that are coming from the provincial government. So four of those students are from provincial government, together with CUT. So together, we call this the Train the Trainer. And these are the ones who are going now to take the next level of training the rest of the Free State youth. So the government has a very high interest and has put all the support in it.
That sounds excellent. Professor Ngawi, of course, Deputy Vice Chancellor at the CUT. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, and thank you very much to your listeners.
Professor Ngawi, Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research Innovation Engagement at CUT. Right here on OFM, the sound of your life. This is At Lunch. It's brought to you by VKB. And of course, if you'd like to listen back to this whole interview, you're more than welcome to go and have a listen on ofm.co.za.